There is a story, possibly invented, about the British intelligence services in the 1920s. Apparently, they were in possession of a book called Mein Kampf that gathered dust on the shelves unopened. After all, who had the time to read something by an unimportant Austrian lunatic called Adolf Hitler? Meanwhile, hundreds of miles away in Germany, at least one man had a clearer understanding of the direction history was taking. Alfred Wiener was born into a Jewish family in Potsdam, northwest Germany, in 1885. He studied theology and the languages and cultures of the Middle East. Like everyone else of his generation, the course of his life was irrevocably altered by the First World War. He was conscripted into the army, fought for Germany, and was decorated with the Iron Cross, second class. After the war, Wiener returned to a country in political chaos. There, he correctly identified the faction that posed the greatest threat, the anti-Semitic extreme right. As early as 1919, Wiener wrote about the menace of the political movements that would evolve into Nazism. In 1925, the Nazis were generally seen as a fringe movement, a bunch of thugs and gangsters who were getting nowhere in elections. But that year, Wiener published an essay on Hitler's autobiography, Mein Kampf, the very book that the British secret services were allegedly ignoring. But what could one Jewish man do in the face of the rise of the Nazis? For Wiener, the answer was to write and warn and, above all, collect. Wiener collected political pamphlets, newspapers, testimonies, and objects of all kinds. Anything that served as a record of his country's descent into fascism. This was to become the core of a library now located in London. By the early 1930s, the Nazis were no longer on the fringe. In 1933, Hitler became Chancellor and the fascist takeover of Germany was complete. Wiener moved his family and library to Amsterdam, where, incidentally, his daughters befriended a young girl by the name of Anne Frank. In the Netherlands, he became a central figure in the foundation of the Jewish Central Information Office, an organization that continued his work of gathering material on the political situation in Europe. In 1938, Germany annexed Austria and invaded Czechoslovakia. The danger was moving closer to Wiener and his family again. In 1939, fearing that the Netherlands would soon fall, he escaped with his archive to London, but was unable to get his family out in time. His wife, Margaret, and his daughters Ruth, Ever, and Marjam were captured by the Nazis. Wiener's three daughters all survived the war and incarceration in Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. But his wife, Margaret, suffering from malnutrition and exhaustion, died in January 1945, before she could be reunited with her husband. In London, Wiener's work carried on in spite of personal tragedy and the war. From its new home, the library would go on to document the fate of Europe's Jews. Today, the Wiener Holocaust Library is used by historians and scholars, and continues to add to its collections. It holds exhibitions on themes derived from its holdings. It is open to the public and everyone is welcome.